Brethren, how soon is Christ's second coming? Is it later today, before supper? Is it tomorrow? Is it next week? How important is this question to us? What if Christ didn't come back in your lifetime, in my lifetime? Would that make a difference in how you lived your life? Would it change how we live from day to day? 1 John 15, verses 18 to 21 says this: "We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen." This last little bit here, "keep yourselves from idols," could also be means or translated "keeping guard." So those who guard themselves. Brethren, if we are to be called Christians, being called after the very name of Jesus Christ, we have to be constantly aware of sin and seeking to guard ourselves from it. Sin can sway us from our current path if we are not seeking to stay on guard. You know, if we are not staying away from anything that could be considered an idol. We know that Satan is actively trying and looking for ways to destroy us each and every day. You know, this fact alone should have our full attention, making sure that we don't allow for opportunities that can destroy our character and destroy our opportunity to become God beings. You know, we are aware that Christ's return will happen, whether we are alive to see it or not. It's something that we hold fundamental and core to our belief. You know, on top of this, as long as I can remember growing up in the church, we've been preaching that Christ's return is imminent. And how much more so now as we see the signs that are happening in the world and prophecy that's taking place. If you read the verses in Luke 21, verses 7 through 27, it gives great indications that time is short. It gives indications of what things will look like when Christ's return is imminent, when it's close. So how much of this awareness that Christ's return is near, whether we live or die, has affected us this week? Has affected us in our lives? Has it figured out into how we spent our time this last week? Has it filled us with hope as we faced any trials or crises that came up, especially before the Passover? We tend to see an increase in trials happening. Have I been able to resist temptation this week? Has it helped to think about what it'll be like to stand before Christ when he returns? Or did we even bother thinking about that fact? The fact that Christ's return can happen at any time. Does it factor into our days? You know, Luke 21, verse 34 to 36 reads, Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, that is, squandering of money, energy, or resources, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the earth, whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. This is truly an important thing to realize. We must want to be counted as worthy and to live lives as such so that we can escape the things that are coming. Now, it's hard to see when you live in a land, in a country of abundance. But the cares of this life can choke us, as we just read. We have to be careful not to let that happen. You know, we can encounter situations, and instead of relying on God and asking Him for help, we can take other routes and find ourselves not relying on Him, not being thankful, not turning everything over to Him. But the thing is that Christ has to become our ultimate source of truth, of peace, of understanding. Brethren, we have to be living our lives in a state of readiness. There shouldn't be any last-minute hustle as we see things coming down the pipeline. That's not how we're told to be ready. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8 says, "Be sober or self-controlled. Be vigilant or watchful, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Satan is always working to see where he can trip us up, through our attitudes, through our thoughts, through any means necessary. Made me think about the five wise virgins who had enough oil to make it. The other five, when it was time, didn't have enough, and they tried to ask from the other five, and the five who are wise wisely said, "No, go and get your own oil." And then while those other five who weren't so wise were off trying to get oil, the wedding supper started, and they were left out. They were unprepared and not ready. Brethren, we are going to face tests and trials in the coming years, but they're going to be for strengthening our resolve. Galatians 5 and verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." We have the opportunity to no longer be under the bondage of sin. It's because we can come before God and we can ask for forgiveness, for repentance. But when we walk in sin, we once again take on a weight. It's a very heavy weight that can weigh us down, and it alienates us from God. That's why we're told to stand fast, stand guard against sin. Just like to close with this last one. It says in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." Brethren, we can be strengthened. We can overcome. We can do this. But it's a mindset. And it's faith that God will do as He says that He will for us. How much are we willing to guard our ways in this world? How loyal is our mindset to God? Time will tell.